KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy, windy, and 38 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy with rain or snow likely this morning, and more of a chance of rain, actually, and scattered light rain this afternoon, a high of 45. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak report two people were arrested on separate charges Thursday. Last night, 22-year-old Blake Mitchell Wilkinson of Red Oak was arrested on an active Montgomery County warrant, charging him with violation of the terms of his probation. Wilkinson was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. And 49-year-old Christine Myers Ryan of Elliott was arrested at around 2 a.m. Thursday for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Ryan was taken into custody following a traffic stop in Red Oak. She was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Department's K-9 unit assisted Red Oak police in conducting that arrest. A traffic stop on Interstate 80 Thursday morning in Cass County resulted in a Pottawatomie County woman's arrest on numerous felony drug and other charges. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports 29-year-old Melanie Lynn White of Council Bluffs was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense in conjunction with an Iowa Department of Motor Vehicle Enforcement felony charges against White for possession with the intent to deliver meth, possession with the intent to deliver hydrocodone, also possession of intent to deliver hydromorphone, and three charges of failure to affix a drug tax stamp. White faces additional charges that include possession of a controlled substance second offense, psilocybin mushrooms, possession of a controlled substance second offense, lorazepam, and possession of a controlled substance second offense, clozapam. The woman was brought to Montgomery County, or the Cass County Jail, that is, where she was being held on $32,000 bond. An investigation into recent thefts in western Iowa and Nebraska has resulted in the arrest of a Shelby County man. The sheriff's office said yesterday 28-year-old Justin Lavelle of Irwin was arrested at his home Wednesday morning and brought to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with theft in the first degree, a Class C felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Lavelle's bond was set at $10,000. Officials say deputies on Wednesday found the man in possession of a 2012 35-foot camper trailer along with a John Deere four-wheel Gator. The camper trailer had been reported stolen out of Mills County and was valued at $20,000. The Gator was stolen from Wahoo, Nebraska and was valued at $15,000. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers released a statement Thursday afternoon warning residents about a couple of phone scams circulating through the area. They're not new. He said that he's received numerous calls from citizens reporting two scams. One involves someone calling, acting as a representative of the IRS, stating that delinquent income taxes must be paid immediately or you'll be arrested. The second scam involves a caller who identifies themselves as the grandchild of the citizen and claiming they're in jail and need a bail money wired to them immediately. Brothers said at this time no citizen has fallen victim to the recent round of scam attempts, but he wants to remind citizens who received those calls to hang up immediately and not to provide any personal financial information. Police in Council Bluffs say a man from Omaha was arrested Tuesday night after he was found with two unregistered handguns, live ammunition, and a bag of marijuana at a Council Bluffs casino. Sergeant Dave Dawson said 29-year-old Jared Ober allegedly walked into the Ameristar casino at around 10 p.m. Tuesday with a loaded gun in a holster and another loaded gun tucked into his pants. Ober was charged with carrying weapons and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. According to an arrest affidavit, Ameristar Casino security began investigating after the 29-year-old left behind a black and green-filled bag filled with marijuana and ammunition inside a casino gift shop. After finding the bag, security searched his room and found two empty gun cases on the TV stand. The Council Bluffs Police Department was called, and officers spoke with a man who admitted to carrying the weapons and leaving the bag in the gift shop. Police found 66 grams of marijuana. The Glock 42 was located with six live rounds, and a Glock 23 was located with 15 live rounds. The bag had additional ammunition. In the funeral announcements, Jim Haynes, age 74, of Royal Stewart, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Jim Haynes will be today at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Esther Forsman, age 92, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Esther Forsman will be today at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Christine Henley, age 95, of Pato, Oklahoma, died Saturday. Funeral services for Christine Henley will be this morning at 10:30 at the St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Helen Sue Williams, age 86, of Hancock, died Monday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Helen Williams will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Wayne Mathis, age 72 of Griswold, died last Saturday. A memorial service for Wayne Mathis, a memorial luncheon, that is, will be held at noon tomorrow at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Marge Heminger, age 72, who's formerly of Harlan, died Saturday in Omaha. A memorial service for Marge Heminger will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Jackie Huebner, age 77 of Lewis, died March 18th in Council Bluffs. A gathering to celebrate the life of Jackie Huebner will be tomorrow from 2 until 6 p.m. at the home of Gary and Cindy Bubolts in rural Lewis. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Joyce Ann Bates, age 80 of Carson, died March 29th at home. Funeral services for Joyce Bates will be held next Thursday at 2 p.m. at the Fellowship Church in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Cornelia Christine Williams, age 93 of Council Bluffs, died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Cornelia Williams are pending at Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland. Marjorie Porter, age 93 of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Marjorie Porter are currently pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Cletus Ireland, age 93 of Griswold, died Sunday at the Griswold Care Center. A visitation for Cletus Ireland will be held April 11th at 9 a.m. at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold, followed by a graveside memorial service at 10 a.m. on April 11th. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.